We have a question, Dr. Adams, from Kathleen in Illinois, and Kathleen wants to know if there's any signs beside weight gain that could indicate that your horse is at risk for EMS.
So I think a few things to keep in mind is definitely the breed of your horse. So if your breed is sort of listed in that category as being at higher risk, definitely probably need to keep equine metabolic syndrome on your radar, along with the weight gain. So if you have a Morgan or a Pasofino or a Saddlebred, warm blood, really keep a close watch on these horses for sure. Also paying attention to the regional adiposity. So not just general obesity, but is my horse getting a cresty neck? Is it getting fat pads above the tail head? Paying attention to those signs as well. But then also, again, coming back to the diagnostics, taking a blood sample, looking at resting insulin levels in that horse. And then also think about having your veterinarian perform a dynamic test, such as the oral sugar test, especially if we're talking about picking up an early stage metabolic syndrome horse. We like to push forward that the oral sugar test be looked at. So this is basically looking at the insulin response to basically giving a bolus of sugar to your horse to guide whether or not this is a metabolic syndrome horse or not.